Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't be stubborn.
No
doubt.
Here
comes pressure, and Wilson recognized it. Streaks straight up the middle, still spinning, dives for the end zone, touchdown. What a great run. His third rushing touchdown of the game. And that one took some skill.
We are watching one of the best college football players in the country.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
Joe Ostrowski, Ross Tucker, Ryan Horvath discussing the NFL draft here on BetQL Daily. We're on Twitter at BetQL Daily. The show airs weekdays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Download the free Odyssey app today to watch, listen, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily podcast. Ross, what I want to do here is take a look at the first round and the number of players by position and look at the underdog side and see if we can get there. If there's value on any of these listed at points bet, most people have the running back drafted, the first one going to Pittsburgh at number 24. But the plus money side on this bet is under 0.5, meaning no running backs go in the first round. It's been the trend that we've been seeing in recent years. That pays you plus 175. Do you think there's a chance we go through the first round next Thursday and no tailbacks go?
I think there's a chance. I would say I really only think the only running back that would go in the first round is probably Najee Harris. Mm-hmm. I doubt Travis Etienne would. Mm-hmm. I think Javonte Williams can really play from North Carolina, but I think he's probably a high second round. So is Etienne. It's kind of Najee Harris or bust. And I think he probably goes in the first round. I got to pull up the draft order. I saw the other day Peter Schrager, who mm-hmm. I really like and respect from Good Morning Football. He had Washington taking a running back at 19.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
I was like, I mean, I don't think that that's happening. But let's look at it, okay? The earliest it would be is in the 20s. I don't think the Colts would do that. The Titans, obviously not. I doubt the Jets would do that because I think the Jets think at 34 they could get a good running back if they wanted to. Now, I will say this. There's three good running backs. I named them already. We just talked about this. This week, I had a running back guru on the Fantasy Feast podcast. Okay. And there's a drop-off after the top three. So does that mean teams think I can get one of those three at the top of the second round? Or do teams say, I got to get it? So I think for a running back, you're looking at Jets at 23. I don't think the Dolphins would do it at 18. I just don't see it. Jets 23. Steelers 24, no on Jags, no Browns, no Ravens, no Saints, no Packers. The Bills are a possibility.
The Bills
are a possibility. Well, what do you mean again?
They keep drafting running backs in the first few rounds.
The Bills?
Don't they? I'd have to look back. Yeah, it feels like they take one in the third every year, no?
Well, you're right. Singletary was third or fourth or whatever he was, and then last year it was Zach Moss. Yeah. I don't think they're going to do it, though, even though Singletary was bad last year. Chiefs aren't going to do it, and I really doubt the Bucs would do it. So you're talking about one guy at really two spots. 23 to the Jets, I doubt Joe Douglas does that. Or Steelers 24. I guess there's a chance of the Bills, but they need front seven so much, I doubt that they would do it. I'd go under. I'd go under because it's really Najee Harris and the Steelers are bust. So yeah. Give me the plus money on the under half a running back.
It could be a quick answer if there's nothing there. There's no other tight end going in the first round, right? The over 1.5, it's plus 325.
Almost definitely not.
Okay.
I like the under 1.5 quite a bit. The second tight end is like Freiermuth. He's not going in the first round. So right. Let me ask you guys about that. Like, obviously, minus 450, right? Like, that's a lot of money. But it seems like it's almost a sure thing. So how much money do you put down on something when, you know, the running back one would have been awesome last year until the Chiefs took Clyde Edwards-Helaire at 32.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, at minus 450, and the over-under is, I think, 48.5.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, for Freiermuth, like I see PointsBet has it at 48.5. Circus Sports has it at 46.5. You don't want to say lock, but why would you move? Why would you use one of your first round picks to take him in the second round? To take him in the first, we can get him mid second, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think under there, even though it's minus 450, I still think that's the place to be.
Okay, good. What about wide receiver? We know the top few guys that will go probably in the top 15. The number is set at 4.5. The plus money is on under 4.5. So over is the favorite, minus 223. Under 4.5 is plus 170. Could we go four or less?
I think there's a chance of that. I really do. Because after the top three, I feel like teams are going to be like, yeah, there's Elijah Moore, there's Rondell Moore, there's Kadarius Toney, but we can get one of those guys in round two. Mm-hmm. There's Terrace Marshall, there's all these guys. And I think some of these teams are going to hold off and say they can get a guy like that in round two. So I kind of think, look, I think one more of them will go, but I kind of like the under 4.5. I think there might be a chance that some of these other guys, people wait on them in the second round because there's a lot of them. So I would go under 4.5 with the plus money there.
A lot of these under bets look like this could be the way to go because people like to bet overs. What do you think, Horvat? Any of these offensive positions? You like any of these plays?
Yeah, I like Travis Etienne a lot for the Bills. I mean, I like all three of the backs that Ross brought up. I think they're all three complete backs. But I just think, you know, if you look at the Bills last year, they were great, but they didn't really run the football. I mean, Josh Allen was their leading rusher. Yeah, they have went with Singletary. They went with Zach Moss, who I kind of like on short yardage situations. Maybe you'll use him on the goal line. But I think Etienne would be a perfect back for him. I'm with you guys on the under and wide receivers just because I don't want to overreact to what we saw last year, because last year was the deepest wide receiver class we've seen in how long. And then you see, like, a lot of the value that some of these teams got in the second round, like a T. Higgins, or even late, you know, with Chase Claypool. So I'd go under on receivers in this draft.
I'm liking that. Did I tell you guys last week? So 23 wide receivers have gone in the first round since 2015.
Yeah.
Two have made a Pro Bowl, Amari Cooper and Justin Jefferson. So I guess I think you combine that with all the success of the second round receivers and the depth. There's so much depth at receiver again this year. I think teams are going to think they can get a good one in the second or third round. I like that. Now, look, there's going to be four. Somebody else is going to take one of the Moores or Tony or Rashad Bateman. The question is, do two of them come off the board?
What about cornerback? Premier position. Not a ton of juice on either side. Now, the favorite is under 4.5. Over is minus 105. How many corners are going to go in the first, Ross?
I like the under here. I like the under here as well. Surtain is going in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
J.C. Horn's going in the first round. I believe Caleb Farley will go in the first round.
His number is 22.5.
Yeah, somebody will take him. And I think one more will go in the first round. Probably Greg Newsome from Northwestern. But I think that you're going to be able to not get that fifth guy. I think that fifth guy might last till early in the second. I mean, we'll see, obviously, but I'd probably lean under there as well.
And because of the payout, this is the one everyone wants to know about, and it's a sexy position, quarterbacks. There's no sixth quarterback, right?
No, nobody's moving up to take Davis Mills. It's not happening. By the way, I'm just looking at it again. I really like the under 4.5 corner. Really like the under 4.5 corner. I don't see any of these other guys going. And then for quarterback, correct, Joe. You know, and even like, I'd like to see like what Davis Mills and some of these guys. So I love the under 5.5, although it's minus 400. Yeah. But I'd like to see the over-under for some of these guys. They always act like these guys are all going in the second round. Kellen Mond and Davis Mills. It just doesn't happen.
I got him right here. Let's look at Circa Sports. Here's Kyle Trask is 75.5. Mills is 60.5. And then they posted Ian Book at 229.5. Mond is 90.5. I don't even know that we're going to get a second-round quarterback.
I'm going over on all those guys. My philosophy on that is, how many teams really need a quarterback? And the ones that do are going to get one with the first-round pick. The other ones, I think, will say, okay, we didn't get our next guy. We can wait till third or fourth round for a developmental guy. So many times these guys are supposed to go round two. It just doesn't happen. They end up going round three. Think about like Connor Cook and Dak Prescott and all these guys. They make it sound like these guys are late first round picks, and then they end up not really even going until later.
Jake Fromm.
Yes.
I mean, the names last year where these guys were just sitting there waiting day three, day four. What are your thoughts on the defensive tackles in this draft, Ross? Because that's what I want in Green Bay. Everybody keeps talking about wide receivers and DBs, but I'm just sick of watching Kenny Clark get double-teamed and Za'Darius Smith double-teamed on 98% of their snaps. I think they need some help on the defensive line. Do you like the down linemen in this draft?
Ooh, you know what I like right now looking at this is defensive linemen.
Yeah.
4.5.
Over or under on that?
I'm taking the over. Because defensive linemen, that gives you D tackles. I think one will probably go, Christian Barmore. And then D ends, I'd be surprised if 3 D ends don't go. Quiddy Pay, yeah. Probably Jason Olway from Penn State, Jalen Phillips, Rousseau. And it's minus 223, which isn't too bad. I like the over 4. Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Over 4.5 is plus 110 for D linemen. That might be my favorite bet of all right now.
Really?
Over 4.5 for the D linemen. They're D linemen, man. It's a very important position, and you're going to be able to get pretty decent ones later in round one. I like the over 4.5 there a lot.
Yeah, I feel like nobody's talking about pass rushers in this draft. And I mean,
well, because where are they, right?
Right.
All right, we're going to continue the NFL draft conversation. Mike Dettillier will be here to discuss his NFL draft guide and all the players that he's been watching over the last few years in the SEC. It's Joe Ostrowski, Ross Tucker, and Ryan Horvat. You've got BetQL Daily on the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.